with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump's lawyer is asking the Manhattan judge in his Hush Money criminal case for permission to file a motion to set the verdict aside. Lisa Dwyer has more.
In a letter to Judge Juan Merchan, Trump's lawyer cited the new U.S. Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity and asked the judge to delay Trump's sentencing while he weighs the high court's decision and how it could influence the New York case. The Supreme Court has ruled for the first time that former presidents have broad immunity from prosecution. Trump was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records arising from what prosecutors say was an attempt to cover up a hush money payment just before the 2016 presidential election. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hurricane Beryl is roaring across the Caribbean Sea. It's a monstrous Category 5 storm. On a path now that would have taken it near Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Also at SRNnews.com, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will soon be announcing an additional $2.3 billion for security assistance for Ukraine to include anti-tank weapons, interceptors, and munitions for Patriot and other defense systems. With some Democrats still freaking out about Joe Biden's performance, the president returning to a typical schedule.
The Biden campaign is trying to reset after the debate and reassure anxious state officials, donors, and rank-and-file members. At the White House, the public schedule is a return to business as usual. Over the next few days, the president will get a hurricane weather briefing, attend a fundraiser, host a Medal of Honor ceremony, and celebrate the 4th of July with military families. But behind the scenes, the Biden team is still dealing with many supporters who want the president to step aside.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. This is SRN News. Christians talk about perception.
Lifeway Research has released a new poll that indicates 53% of believers think most Americans have a positive perception of Christians. However, the survey also finds that 69% of Christians fear that the country's perception of them is gradually getting worse. And why might that be? Two-thirds of believers say the perception of Christians is getting worse because more and more Americans are quitting the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's Orthodox Church has elected a bishop considered to be pro-Russian as its new leader in a vote that reflects the divisions in the church and wider society since Russia invaded Ukraine more than 2 years ago. Unlike his late predecessor, who criticized Russia's aggression in Ukraine, Bishop Daniil has taken the side of Russian patriarchs who refused to recognize the independence of Ukraine's Orthodox Church. This is SRN News. Cambodia has jailed 10 environmental activists who sounded the alarm on river pollution for plotting against the government, a case critics have decried as politically motivated.
They use quite peaceful means to document environmental destruction in Cambodia. So, for example, a couple of them were arrested right before the trial, trying to document the pumping of raw sewage into one of Cambodia's main rivers. But they were also very clear that they wanted to blame the environmental destruction and the kind of breakneck growth in Cambodia on a group they say were Cambodia's corrupt elite. And they were very clear that they thought it was a real dictatorship taking over in Cambodia that really didn't care about the environment.
BBC correspondent Celia Hatton. China and the Philippines have held a crucial meeting to try to ease escalating tensions following their worst confrontation in the disputed South China Sea. That happened just last month. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.